Steelers, Ravens, Patriots, Bills, Tua versus Aaron Donald. All on this very normal day with this very normal paddle. Let's go around the horn. Happy Horn-O-Ween. Man, we gotta come up with a better name than that. Let's meet this panel in Plasma One from Venice Beach, California, and White Man Can't Jump, Sydney Dean.
Tone, what's up, baby? Glad you made it out to the court. I'll tell you this, let's play some 2-on-2. You give me any one of these weak panelists, and I'll still win this whole thing.
A little shine on the skin there, too. You're working up a sweat? Look good to see you, Sydney Dean. Plasma
hey man,
2.
You know, I'm out here.
Under that play chart and shield, say hello, Andy Reid.
Tony, I'm thrilled to be here on our bye week. I'm glad I had the time to do this.
I don't think you're on a bye week, by the way. I think the Chiefs play this week.
Oh, well, no. We're playing the Jets.
Plasma 3 from Schitt's Creek, star of the stage and screen, Moira Rose. Oh, that is great.
And you would be remiss not to mention my work on Sunrise Bay. Did you get that sweater dress from David?
All right, and Plasma 4, what am I looking at here?
What are you looking at? It's me, Frank the Fan, and I gotta be honest with you. I haven't been this bored in years, and I went to every Mets home game.
Zlatan and Borat next to you too, Frank? What section?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go around the horn. Oh, man. We start with the best game on NFL's Week 8 schedule, Steelers-Ravens. First place in the AFC North is on the line. It's gotta be about the 10th time in the Tomlin-Harbaugh eras where that's the case, but this one feels even bigger. Pittsburgh 6-0, Baltimore 5-1. I gotta go to Andy Reid first. This is his conference. He's an actual expert in the field. What will decide this game, Andy, and how big is it?
Hold on, I'm trying to just dial up a play here.
Yeah, I know. I got you, yeah.
Yeah, no. No, this is actually a play-in game. They're gonna end up having to go through us anyway. So it really doesn't matter. But I do think Pittsburgh's defense is a little scarier than the Baltimore offense. In fact, the Ravens passing, I believe their passing attack is the worst in the league. I mean, the last in passing yards, Lamar Jackson, people have figured him out. We figured him out. And I think that the Steelers win.
All right, so that's what you're seeing, even though you can't see anything through that shield you're wearing. You gotta get a wiper.
I can see this deli order.
All right. Enough of that from Andy Reid. Let's go. We'll move on. Sydney Dean.
You know, here's the thing about the Ravens offense. When it's really clicking, Tone, it is pretty. It's so pretty. The problem is that the defense for Pittsburgh, in one case, they don't give up a ton of passing yards overall, but they are susceptible to a lot of big plays. And so if my man Hollywood Brown from out here in these parts, as far as his nickname is concerned, can pop something off for one of the, 11.1 yards per reception is what the Steelers give up. And that's 24th in the league. Maybe he can pop a couple big ones and my man Lamar can run around and look good and they can win this game.
All right. The inanimate Frank Isola, are you there, Frank? I see you there. Are you there?
Am I here? I'm already at the game. I'm in Baltimore. I'm getting ready for the big game on Sunday. It's about the quarterbacks, Tony. Ben Roethlisberger, 6 straight games for the Steelers, 25 points or more. That's the longest streak in franchise history. And you know me, I love Lamar Jackson. But in his only career start against the Steelers, he played like a stiff. Like a stiff, I tell you.
Okay.
3 interceptions,
right.
5 sacks, okay. Career highs.
This is now, I mean, Frank, this is the part you were born to play. I think we can all agree on that. The material is just there for you. Moira Rose, I am so thrilled to welcome Moira Rose to the program. Can you break down the Steelers and Ravens for us, Moira?
Well, of course we should be scared of a team named the Steelers, but the Ravens are far scarier. When I was working on The Crows Have Eyes 3, The Crowing, I learned a thing or two about a very cosmopolitan family of Alcyon passerine birds that includes ravens and crows. And Tony, you may know that it is a murder of crows, but did you know it's an unkindness of ravens? And ravens have eyes too. Do not look them in it, Anthony.
Thank you, Moira Rose. Can I get a pick for the game, Andy Reid? Can I get you down on paper here?
I'm going to take the Carolina with the Havarti cheese and the... in the boar's head turkey. Oh, you want the game?
Yes.
Oh, you want the game? Oh, the game. Pittsburgh.
Sidney Dean?
It's hard work making you fools look so bad, and that's exactly what Lamar Jackson is going to tell the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Frank the Fed?
Steelers are undefeated. They'll be undefeated late Sunday afternoon.
Moira Rose.
It's the Ravens. Don't underestimate the birds.
Okay. We'll move on. That accent. The latest on Trevor Lawrence. Mild symptoms, and he's in isolation right now. ACC rules he'll be away from the team at least 10 days, which brings us to tomorrow. Clemson proceeding with the football game versus Boston College. DJ Uiagalelei, first career start. How do you think Clemson comes out tomorrow, Moira Rose, and what do you expect from DJ Uiagalelei?
What a barbarous shape life is. We never know what might befall us. We could be bopped on the head by a tiny piece of space debris. So I'm not as worried about missing out on Trevor. I'm fantastically tantalized by the idea of seeing this bebe understudy, DJ Ogunwalelelei. I feel like he will be positively buttressed by a complete team in Clemson. He will be fine. And as for this mercurial year, I fear the positive payoff committee could do whatever they want, much like the Oscar committee did when they decided not to recognize my work on The Crows.
I can hear you say DJ Uiagalelei all day, Moira Rose.
Uiagalelei.
10 days, what the ACC guidelines are for Trevor Lawrence. Whether he's back for Notre Dame is a story we'll deal with next week. Tomorrow, Boston College. What position is Clemson in, Frank?
Oh, he's talking to me.
Yes.
I'm a little stiff right now. Trevor Lawrence is already acting like a New Yorker. He wants nothing to do with Boston. I got invited to about 5 games up at Fenway. I want no part of it. They throw stuff at me. They dump beer on me. I wasn't going to go. So if he misses this game, Tony, Clemson will still win. The question will be, does he play against Notre Dame the following week? And if they lose that game, does that affect their national championship hopes? No, it won't. They'll be undefeated. Trevor Lawrence will be sitting right next to me next year at MetLife Stadium.
Andy Reid, bring you in here on Clemson and the position Dabo Swinney finds himself in without his number one quarterback and going to number two.
When I think of Clemson, I think Mozart didn't always paint masterpieces. He was sometimes he fell short of that, as I told my team. And the same thing with Clemson season. Clemson season doesn't have to be undefeated. They could lose to Notre Dame, and they will still, if they win in the ACC championship game, they will still go to the Final Four. So I think this is not that big of a deal for Clemson in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Sidney Dean?
I got to tell you, out here in Venice Beach, don't nobody know anything about Schitt's Creek. That is for sure. But we can certainly hear Jimmy as well as listen to him. But overall, let me tell you something about Clemson. They operate from the Sidney Dean manual of playing ball, which is you either smoke or you get smoked, and they've been smoking everybody all season. They're going to have to lose 2 total games for them to keep out of the national championship game. I'm not worried about it one bit because Etienne's going to run all over them. It's going to be glory.
Laura, can I ask you about an understudy getting the spotlight put on them as DJ is this week?
You may not know about us, but I know a lot about Hollywood. And I can tell you, as an understudy for the understudy for the understudy for a recent Subway commercial, that sometimes the understudy is, in fact, better.
Okay. Hey, Frank, I see you there, and I see some friends next to you here. Can we bring Zlatan in? Is Borat available for comment?
I like him very, very much. He's king of the castle, king of the castle.
That's the point about DJ Uiagalelei. I mean, he was the number one recruit at the quarterback position. And he's 6'5", 250. I think he's ready for his moment here. Thank you very much. Yes, score reset. Sidney Dean, 16. Andy Reid, 14. Moira Rose, 57. Frank the Fan, 12. Buyer Sell is next.
Getting cloudy in here. It's getting cloudy.
Take a look at some
of the
Hornoween costumes from Hornoween past.
Her mother is definitely an astronaut.
from the studios of WFAN and ESPN.
Don't be a shithead, Tony. I'm Snooki.
Smells like victory, Tony.
Tony, I've been an underdog my whole life. Not gonna roll over today.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So Frank Isola is a cut-up.
I got Cardi B like two seats down.
He's got 12. Cindy Deans got 16. Andy Reid, 14. Moira Rose, 57.
David, I got my eyelashes tinted. It's blurry. Is that David?
Okay, all right, Moira. And Andy Reid, the fog is getting thicker. I just wanted you to notice that, okay? Yeah.
My mustache is getting bigger, Tony. It's taking me over. Help me, Tony. Help me.
Let's go. Buy yourself one. Atlanta, 25. Carolina, 17 last night. The Falcons actually winning the game, and Matt Ryan says this can be the start of something. Atlanta on a one-game tear. They're 2-6. How much does this one win do for the Falcons, Coach Reid?
I don't like that question, Tony. Can I call a timeout? Do I have any timeouts left? I can't see. How much time is left in the game?
Okay.
What's the clocking down?
All right, yeah.
I can't answer that.
You're refusing to answer that and go back to where you came from. Sydney Dean, what does one win mean for Atlanta?
You know, not much, but not unlike the place where we live with my lovely wife, Rhonda, as she says, ain't no vistas, ain't no views, and there damn sure ain't no vistas of no views. This one win isn't doing anything for that Falcons team. They're still terrible.
Frank the Fan?
I feel badly for the real people that actually went to this game last night. I never would have gone there. You know, the Falcons, Tony, they're actually a good team. As you know, they start out the season kind of flat. It's a legitimate team. No margin for error, though. Not a playoff.
Moira Rose.
Those lugubrious birds of the family Falconidae. I could see behind those timorous grinagogues was some real darkness because I too have been down. I was traitorist when I was written off Sunrise Bay. But after some inner conjugation, I remembered we must champion ourselves. And just 1 year later, I was hosting the non-televised part of—
Are you even talking about football? Is Moira Rose even talking about football here? All right. Andy Reid, make a pick for us. Tell us about this game. Give us something.
These are NFC teams. The only way I care about NFC teams is in the Super Bowl when I see them. But if I got to make a pick, no pick.
All right, we'll move on.
I can't see. It's a no-look pick.
Dolphins Rams this weekend, and it's Tua Tagovailoa's first start. And on the other side of the line of scrimmage is Aaron Donald and the flesh-eating Rams front seven. So what are the expectations for the rookie, Sydney Dean?
You know, a man should never act desperate. Quite frankly, I find it impractical and also ugly. And in this situation, they don't need to be desperate. Just play the kid. You know that Fitz is past and you need to get to the future. That's how this works. I like the young talent.
Frank the Fan?
The goal is for Tua not to end up as flat as I am. Scramble, yes. Be smart, run out of bounds. Don't run into anybody.
Who brought this guy?
Moira Rose?
Who brought this guy?
Anthony, you may remember I auditioned for a little film called When Harry Met Sally. And as one eponymous character said to the other, when you meet the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. Tua is the rest of their life. And while our bewhiskered, superannuated friend Ryan Fitzpatrick may be very hurt, I am more than anyone understand what it is to deal with fragile egos. I'll talk to him.
Andy Reid.
Just with this one I can see clearly, Tony. I started a rookie quarterback too one time, Patrick Mahomes, in week 17. I gave him the whole season. Tua needs the whole season. It's going to be a tough, tough start against the Rams team whose defense is on fire. I don't like this look. I'd go with Fitzmagic.
You know, Moira Rose, you brought up Harry Met Sally and how you auditioned for the Sally character. Can I ask? No, I'm not going to ask you to give us a famous scene from that movie right now. I wouldn't put you in that position. We'll move on. Patriots, Bills. Cam says it's a must win.
This is a must win for us, and I'm going to control the things that I can control. Good vibes, good energies. You know, you got to speak things into existence. So, Cameron Newton, you need to pick your expletive up.
Moira, where do you come down on good vibes and good energy and speaking things into existence?
Well, I know how Cam is feeling. He's practically dripping with ennui. But I have to tell him, stop acting like a disgruntled pelican. We must pick ourselves up or he'll end up like my former castmate from Sunrise Bay doing ventriloquy at the youth rhinoplasty benefit everybody knows.
Okay, again, not a lot of football analysis coming from Moira Rose here. Frank the Fan, how about you?
Well, Zlatan actually wanted to say something,
yeah?
So why don't we throw it over to Zlatan. Zlatan, I had must win against COVID. I beat COVID. Cam, you have must win. You will not must
you're
win.
You're Zlatan and you're Borat, by the way, Frank. Not too far. Frank, are you just off camera with your feet up, by the way? Way to commit.
Very nice.
Way to commit
high
to a
five.
Character. Cindy Deed.
You know, just because you put a cat in the oven, that doesn't make it a biscuit. And just like putting Cam Newton in the New England offense, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do anything. But hold up. I'm going to have to put a little money on the Bills. Little more. What you want, 20, 40, 60, 80? What are we doing? I'm talking to Vegas.
Oh, I like
the Bills
money.
All the way.
He cut his hair for the role? Unbelievable. How about you, Andy Reid?
It's pretty. It's
I couldn't
pretty.
See the video. I can't see anything. I haven't been able to see for the last 10 minutes. Uh-huh. But was that Belichick talking or Cam Newton talking? Who was that talking?
Cameron Newton.
Okay, well then Belichick would never say must win. Cam Newton, it's a must win for him. The Patriots will be fine. Cam's on his last legs. And besides, I don't like the Patriots anymore.
All right, Frank Isola. What are you doing? Frank, are you in the shot taking a selfie? Okay, that's it for Isola. He's done. Looks like Andy Reid. Andy Reid is also in
challenge.
Trouble.
Challenge by scoring. You got to give me points for the fact that I can't see what the heck's going on.
That's very sad.
You know, the mustache being outside the body. The challenge has been it's accepted. After further review,
yes.
Andy Reid with the challenge. Knock it off, Cindy Deed.
I can't believe you got it.
I knew you couldn't dunk, Tony.
Hey.
Where's my money?
Winner stay on. Winner stay on, Cindy Deed. Andy Reid, Moira Rose. That's our showdown in 2 minutes.
Who's that?
Understand my metaphors, Anthony. For sport.
At the Denver Post, it's Woody Page. Woody, what is
Boo.
It?
There's only one thing better than big air, and that's big hair. I can't talk to you. I'm all tied up. Look at the schedule. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am melting. I am melting.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Final drive time for Andy Reid and Moira Rose, the leading star of the stage screen. And now showdown. Good luck to you both. Detroit Tigers, AJ Hinch, official. His one-year suspension has been served, and now he's available. Are you okay with Hinch serving the suspension, immediately coming back to manage Detroit, Moira?
Well, isn't the real punishment managing in Detroit? I once did a Coney Dog ad there and almost did not escape.
Okay. Andy Reid?
All I know about the Astros cheating scandal is what I read from my favorite columnist, Bill Plaschke, the Los Angeles Times. Okay. Yeah. He never steals signs. He never cheats his readers. He's a must-read. That's my guy.
Points to Moira. We'll move on. Showdown 2, 49ers Seahawks. Another big Week 8 game on the NFL schedule. How will this game be won, Coach Reid?
The Seahawks are going to dominate the way I once dominated in punt, pass, and kick. Did you know that, Tony?
Yes, I did. Oh, you're throwing a video now. Look at this, though.
Yes.
Oh, you were so impressive. Look at the thighs on that 11-year-old. Incredible job, Andy Reid. You spelled your name wrong there, though, but I'll give you the points. Mm-hmm. And Moira Rose, Seahawks versus 49ers.
Anthony, I would think by now you would know I'm picking the Osprey with the more fashionable Betamons. Come on, by now you should know this.
Mm-hmm. 4-1 going into showdown 3. Now, this is what you've been waiting the whole show for, Coach Andy Reid. The Chiefs-Jets game.
Yes, let's roll.
Chiefs 19.5-point favorites over the New York Jets.
But they have guys out there.
They have guys, Chris Jones says. Yes, you are correct, Mr. Jones. The Jets do have guys. It's the largest point spread in the NFL since week 3 last season. Jets versus Patriots. And that game was covered, by the way, by the Jets. So, Moira, will the Chiefs cover 19.5 points?
Anthony, I used to tell my husband, Johnny Rose, the magnate of Rose Video, that what matters is what you have on film. And any director worth his salt would say that these Jets are simply not photogenic.
Okay.
I have been watching film of them, and they will win no
awards. And now, Andy Reid, you've waited all show. Let's go, Andy.
Oh, yeah. So my Chiefs are going to what's going to
happen?
Wait a minute. Not again. No. Did I run out of time again?
Bad time management from Andy Reid. Unbelievable, Coach. I thought you were done with this. Now that you were a Super Bowl champion.
No.
Moira Rose,
no.
30 seconds.
No.
Frankly, I am not surprised to find myself here at the end. And it's an important week next week for you to make your choice heard and your voice heard. And when I say choice, I, of course, mean voting for Moira Rose as lead actress in The Crow's 3, The Crowning. The People's Choice Awards are what I'm talking about.
Of course you are, Moira.
Anthony, vote. Vote, Anthony.
Sarah Spain, incredible job.
But y'all coming
Clinton Yates is Sydney Dean. Bill Plaschke is Andy Reid.
We ran out of time again.
Frank, I don't know what to say, Frank. You were off camera the whole show with your feet up.
My
Happy Halloween, everybody. 72.5-hour break.